It's mid-morning inside the Meals on Wheels facility on James E. Casey Drive in Buffalo. Employees are busy preparing lunch and dinner for clients. Dietitians plan daily meals for those with specific health issues, such as renal and diabetic. Rachel Leidenfrost is Director of Strategic Communications for Meals on Wheels.
During the course of about an hour, close to 3,500 hot meals come off of this line.
Two of the meals were handed to Leidenfrost that she loads into the trunk of her car, ready to deliver to two elderly disabled clients living on the city's east side.
So as you know, every homebound client each day gets a hot meal and a cold meal. So the hot meal and the cold meal in combination will make up 2/3 of the recommended daily nutrients for those senior citizens that we're serving. Meals on Wheels!
The first home we arrived at was off of Sycamore in the city. 75-year-old Ernestine Washington was in a hospital bed in the front room of the home. After a hip replacement about 5 years ago, she took a fall and never recovered. She no longer is able to walk. A health aide cares for her each morning, but then Washington is alone for the most part until her daughter arrives home from work. Meals on Wheels has become a necessity.
It would be pretty hard because before I got the Meals on Wheels, I wasn't eating my dinner until I would have breakfast and something. Sometimes she'd come and make me a sandwich, or the aides would prepare something, and I wouldn't eat till about 8 o'clock at night. And since I've had the Meals on Wheels, I've gained weight.
The nutritious meals have boosted Washington's overall health. Prior to receiving them, her protein levels were very low, but now the doctor is pleased with her progress.
Now the protein, I just had my blood work done about 2 weeks ago, and everything is right up on the mark.
And do you enjoy the food? It always smells
good. I eat all my food. Yes, even things that I didn't like and wasn't eating before. I know I should, you know. I know they're going to give me what I need.
But not only is the nutritious food important to Washington, those daily visits from the Meals on Wheels volunteer offer needed assistance.
Mr. Harris has come. He gave me water. My water was low. And because by me having the Foley, I make sure my water intake is good. And he's gotten water for me or utensils to eat with, like today. And one time I had a problem with electricity, whatever. He contacted Meals on Wheels, and they had my social worker contact me, and the problem was solved before the day was out.
As Erie County continues experiencing a growing elderly population, the Meals on Wheels Leidenfrost says the need for their services remains in high demand.
It is a tremendous need. The United Way of Buffalo and Erie County will tell you that we have the third poorest population in the nation and the ninth oldest. So the need is only going to continue to grow. Last year we saw 5% increases in meals. We delivered almost 900,000 meals. And the continual increases over the years has made us the second largest Meals on Wheels in the entire nation out of more than 5,000. And what that means is that we need to find new and creative ways to bring funds into the community. Meals on Wheels! Hello!
Hi.
How are you?
A second stop brought us to the Frederick Douglass Towers on Jefferson Avenue. Inside, Enos Baxter opened the door to her apartment from her wheelchair. She is homebound
today
and relies on these meals.
What would you do if you didn't have the meals coming in? How hard would it be for you to get out and get food for your home?
Well, it would be very hard.
How often do you get out?
Well, not very often. My daughter takes me out sometime on her days off.
You want your hot meal or your cold meal? Well, I'm happy to tuck something in the fridge if you want.
No, that's okay. I can do it.
Okay.
Tomorrow night's plate expectations is one of the reasons why Baxter is able to receive these important meals.
Really, it's all about finding a compilation of ways to meet the needs so that we can make sure that no senior is going without proper nutrition.
Well, I appreciate it. I thank them very much for it.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.